Quack, quack. It's another David
Darren. We're back.
David Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. This is just some of what we got accomplished on our morning show, which you can hear now at planet939.com. Also available now live in the morning, or anytime you want to listen to the station, I suppose you could, by going to the Alexa app and saying, Alexa, play planet939.com. I'm Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
And the podcast is brought to you by Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and now the Impossible Cheesesteak. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food.
Let's get started. For your recording this right before a long Memorial Day weekend, I think the best place to get started would be...
Number one.
I like what you're doing there.
Number one.
Number one.
I've got a situation now where my eyebrows have grown out so much as a result of lack of care, because I haven't been able to get anything cut off of my head, where now my eyebrows are ridiculously bushy.
I trimmed mine this morning.
How often do you do that?
Maybe once every couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I need to do it, because now I'm constantly fighting with my eyebrows getting caught in my glasses.
Well,
not a good feeling when you're just like
they're sticking to your glasses.
Yeah, there's like the space between the lens and the frame is just big enough
to get a hair in there.
Stupid old man Andy Rooney eyebrows, these caterpillars that are on my face, uh-huh, to get caught in the glasses.
Yeah,
and then I'm just dealing with hair being ripped out of my face for no reason while I'm trying to do other things.
Yeah, yeah, that is the hair that, when it doesn't want to grow elsewhere, it wants to grow on your...
I don't understand it. I don't understand what the brows. Point of it is. And this is fairly... I don't ever remember having eyebrows the first 35 years of my life.
Right.
And then it was maybe once or twice a year I'd have it dealt with. And now it's like...
It's taken off, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wonder what the evolutionary reason for that is.
Why? And like, hair on your ears...
Uh-huh.
What is the point?
Well,
when you get older, you need to keep your ears warm. Why do you have hair grown out of your ears when you get older?
To protect your hearing, maybe?
That doesn't
as
make
you
a,
age?
That doesn't make any sense at all either.
To keep the bugs out? I don't know.
I don't get it. I got to clean myself up a little bit, because I'm going to be having a get together with a bunch of my college buddies. We usually get together for a golf outing.
Yes.
It's a rotating golf outing. Everyone takes a turn hosting it. So it's all over the Midwest every Memorial Day weekend. This will be the first Memorial Day weekend since 1997 that I haven't been able to go out and hang with these knuckleheads.
That's quite a streak.
Yeah, it's a blast. And we get together and we tell the same stories. We laugh at the same jokes.
You don't get to use the exploding golf ball this year.
It's a big
hit. Every year.
Every year it gets them.
Every year.
So instead, we decided the thing to do is what a lot of folks are doing when you want to make sure that you're practicing social distancing, but you still want to make sure that you are hanging out with your friends.
Uh-huh.
It's fallen on me to organize a Zoom meeting.
So who would be traveling from the farthest spot if you were going to...
Well, we're all over the place. The farthest would be Mugen, who lives out in California.
Okay, so he's probably okay with it.
With not having to travel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. Although he comes back quite a lot for like Hawkeye games and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Super Dave's up in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Stinky lives up in La Crosse, Wisconsin,
Stink,
of course.
Stinky.
Bulk of the guys live in the greater Des Moines metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm. Where would this...
Kenan lives down in Kansas City.
This would have taken place where?
This year we were going to be in Des Moines.
Okay.
Yeah, West Des Moines was where we were supposed to be, but the decision was made a couple of weeks ago that, you know, it's just not a good idea to get together and travel and hang out in the clothes we usually hang out in.
Not quite yet.
So it's fallen on me to organize this Zoom meeting.
And what's that mean?
So it's a video chat service.
No, I understand that. But you organize...
What's your question?
You organizing it means what?
That I'm the one who is setting it up and sending out the emails. So you have to send like a code to people. Like, this is the room... And this is the code, and then we're going to, you know, drink beer tonight on the camera.
How long do you think
that
will actually last?
Well, here's the thing that I didn't realize, because I'm relatively new to this Zoom.
How long can you be on it?
40 minutes.
Oh, is that right?
They put a 40-minute limit on it. If you'd like to go longer, than they want you to pay.
Oh, well, you know what? That, boy, I tell you what. People that have to do business meetings,
yeah.
I bet they're happy about that. Oh, well, thank God it's only going to go for 40 minutes.
Well, no, but see, that's the genius of the business model. If it's a business, you're going to go longer than 40 minutes, so you have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. That's how they make their money, yeah. Is businesses. So it's kind of great because we got 40 minutes tonight where we're going to drink beer and tell jokes and all
go.
Right? But it kind of...
40 minutes might be enough.
It's the perfect amount of time, yeah. If you think about it.
Yeah. Get right? Your licks in right now.
Right. There's going to be like 11 of us in this room.
Rapid fire.
Everybody raise a glass. Everybody take your shots. It's going to be just a virtual rip session is all it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's just a way to level off any ego you might bring into the
meeting. Yeah, level off your shaman.
Yeah, and then I'll leave there a broken man.
Uh-huh.
And everyone else. Ready to rebuild for 2020.
Do they beat up on you more than anybody else? Are you the punching bag?
It goes around pretty evenly.
Yeah, does it? Okay.
Yeah, it's like
everybody
like one of
gets
those,
theirs.
It's like one of those documentaries where you're watching animals and they all kind of take their shots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that anyone is specifically a target.
Okay.
I'll tell you this: I give as good as I get. Just leave it at that. But yeah,
I say some pretty vicious and inappropriate stuff.
But see, I'm looking forward to it, but now I'm thinking like, because you want to make sure that you're not giving them any easy targets. And now I'm thinking with these stupid eyebrows, right? They're going to be like, what happened to your face?
Hey, what happened?
97 when we did the first one.
Where'd that take place?
That was out in Des Moines.
When did you host the first one?
Oh, gosh. I've hosted it twice.
Twice.
In the last 20 years. This was a get together with all these knuckleheads that I went to college with up at Dubuque, Loras College.
Sure,
go Duhawks. I had that summer. I was working nights
at a cocktail bar.
No, I was working at Brady Street, and they had me working for $12,500 a year. I was doing the production director and nights, so I was working from like 8 in the morning until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked for Saturdays off, and they fired me.
Well, yeah.
Then they didn't let me leave the building. They rehired me. Anyway, I wasn't getting out a lot. And I discovered one time at the Walgreens there, not too far from where the old Walgreens that was across the street from the radio station there on Brady Street.
Yes.
They were selling this lotion that would tan your skin.
Oh, no.
And I thought...
Oh, no.
Because they always would make fun of me for being so pale.
Well, that's
I thought, I'll put this lotion on, and I'll look like a tan Adonis.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right? How'd that work?
And I put it... I thought I looked fantastic.
Mm.
I thought I looked like George Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
I put this stuff on, this lotion on, and the next thing I know, it like baked right into my skin, and I looked, I'm telling you, the healthiest I've ever looked.
Look at
I had a real glow.
A vitamin D
that
I have.
Right, exactly. Because I wasn't able to get out.
No.
Because of the long hours I was putting in. And also, my people come from an island in the North Atlantic where we don't see a lot of the sun. So I tend to either be salmon belly white or lobster red. Those are the two shades that my people come in.
But not this year. Not that
I decide year. This year, if I'm going to go to this thing and hang out with these guys, I'm going to look good. Look at me. I'm like a cocoa butter thing going
on. Yeah, you're like the girl from Ipanema.
That's exactly what I was going for. I put the lotion on, and I think I look thick.
You got it on your face, too?
Everywhere. Up and down the legs.
No tan lines.
Well, I didn't put it on like my chest. I would only put it on parts of my body that were visible. Right? So I had a farmer's tan, even though it was out of a bottle.
Uh-huh.
I put this goop all over myself. I'm certain that I look really tan and really healthy.
Look great.
Right. So I show up to the thing, and I remember like leaving my car and walking like, well, they're not going to be able to make fun of me for being so pale.
Not this year.
And I walk into the room, and my buddy Matt, it's like, oh, hey, Lavor is here. My buddy Matt looks at me and he goes, Jesus Christ, you got jaundice? What's the matter with you? Kidney problems? You got liver problems?
Yeah, my liver's failing.
What are you talking about? Yeah, look at it. Look at this. What's wrong with you? And they're calling me Soul Man. It was humiliating. Just humiliating.
That was probably out at the time, huh? Soul Man?
No, that was more of a late 80s.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
So, yeah, it's you know, jaundice is what they were calling me. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, just put a little lotion on. Like, lotion? What the hell's the matter with you?
You're a creep.
Yeah. So I'm sure I'll hear about that tonight. But this is the thing. I'm telling you.
They bring that up every...
Well, I mean,
you might want to mention it first just to get it out of the way.
I got a text the other day, a group text, because there's some concern about during The Last Dance, Michael Jordan's eyes look a little red.
Yes.
And that could be a sign of some liver failure. Mm. And someone was pointing out like Lavora when he came with his youthful glow. Again, I thought I looked terrific.
Young and tan.
No one at work told me I looked silly. Everyone was going along with it here in the Quad Cities. It wasn't until I got back to the people that I grew up with that are like, what the hell's the matter with you?
Well, that's because everyone there walked around with doll's eyes.
So now I'm afraid if I trim the eyebrows.
Yes.
What if I trim them too close and then I don't have eyebrows and I'm walking around like THX 1138? You know, I don't want to look like...
Well, have someone do it for you.
I guess that's what I'll do.
Have the boy do it for you.
Son, I need you to trim father's eyebrows.
I need you now more than ever.
Text here on the Dave and Darren text line, 470-23-NACHO. Dan texts in and says, just a heads up, I do not have a premium Zoom account. The first time we were kicked off after 40 minutes, but since then, I've done two more meetings and the 40-minute time limit was not enforced. Even if it is, all you have to do is click on the same link again and you can go all night. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's...
So 40-minute intervals.
Mm-hmm. A lot of you texting, it puts the lotion on the skin and it gets the hose again. Thank you for that. And then a suggestion here that if we're Facebook friends, you can do a FaceTime on there and be unlimited.
You can do that, too.
We went with the Zoom because I figured that's what people are doing now. Mm-hmm. It just seems very of 2020.
Very in.
How of 2020 is this Zoom? Guy got murdered by his son yesterday afternoon live on Zoom. This happened out on Long Island. Guy stabbed and killed by his son during a Zoom video chat with several people.
Because he was on Zoom?
That seems like a silly reason to stab and murder your dad in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah, and you got witnesses.
Dad, get off Zoom already! Jeez! God! Dwight Powers is dead, Darren. Dwight Powers. What? You got anything for me on that?
Fight the good fight. Dwight Power.
That's not what I was hoping you'd do. I was waiting for, hello, I'm Dwight Powers. No. Dwight Power.
Dwight Power!
As he raises a sad fist into the air. Dwight Powers on the video call when his son, Thomas Scully, passed this afternoon in Amityville.
Why? He was possessed.
Was this a haunted house? Several members of the video chat called 911 after the incident. The son fled the scene and was arrested an hour later, charged with murder in the second degree. Just killing your dad live on Zoom. Zoom not talking about it either. No. The people at Zoom, you'd rather not kill other folks on their app. This thing had a roof, this Zoom, where, I mean...
Because the first time you had heard of it was when?
A couple of weeks ago, right? Along with the rest. Who was talking about Zoom in February? Zoom, for me, was a delightful kid show on PBS when I was a kid.
Do people still Skype?
I don't know. I feel like I'd never hear that anymore. Is Skype still a thing?
I have to imagine it is.
Yeah? Well, it's not as... I mean, Skype is more... one-on-one, okay. And Zoom is more a group of us.
All right.
Is that I think that's the difference.
Okay.
But as far as one-on-one stuff, that's FaceTime, at least in our house, if we're going to do that video stuff. And we do very little of that.
Yeah,
because,
I don't do it.
Yeah.
I think the only stuff I've ever... We did it a few times for the podcast, and that's the extent of my exposure to it.
they're saying one of the demographics that's going to be getting a lot of attention for the upcoming election season is a demographic they call Zoom moms. Not soccer moms.
Uh-huh.
Zoom moms. That's the new voter to keep an eye
and
on
who's
for 2020.
And what's a Zoom mom?
She's now the voter to get, the Zoom mom, white suburban women who voted one way and now may vote another.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're calling the Zoom mom.
Moms are on the Zoom a lot, huh?
Women who voted one way in the last election and could potentially go and vote another way. That demographic, you're going to be hearing a lot of this when we go to Steve Kornacki at the Big Board. How are the Zoom moms going?
Look at my tiny hands.
Why does he feel the need to address how tiny his hands are every time they go to him?
I don't know.
I was born with such tiny hands.
I can't hold these papers.
I got baby hands.
Number two.
You might see this when you're bruising the internet. People doing videos now. Where you're putting salt on your watermelon.
Yes.
You have salted watermelon. And yes. That's been a big hit for you so far this spring. You ever put salt on your strawberries?
No, but I would try it.
Well, you might want to rethink that.
Oh, that's not a good combination.
Because this is something that people are doing. They're putting strawberries in salt water.
Yeah.
And when you do that, apparently it awakens all of the bugs that live in the strawberries.
Oh, no.
And then you just see a bunch of worms come out of the fruit and go to the bottom of the bowl. This is something that I guess has gone viral on TikTok. People sharing videos on how to properly wash berries. Strawberries in particular, you dip them in water mixed with salt that gets rid of the dirt and the tiny bugs that might be living inside the strawberries.
And then you can eat the strawberries.
You got to let the salt dissolve first, and some people even say you take it a step further by adding a bit of vinegar. Not just the bugs and dirt you got to worry about, but if the strawberries aren't organic, there could be pesticides on them. So you want to add white vinegar to the water. And that way you minimize the amount of chemicals that you're eating when you're eating strawberries.
One more thing to concern yourself with.
But is it because I've been eating bugs for years then and I'm fine
yes.
with it?
No, it's protein.
Right?
It's good for you.
There's little bits. Every food that you eat, the FDA has rules about how much bug matter can be
yes,
in it.
An allowable limit.
Yeah. If you want to just get off food in general, go digging deep into
now,
that.
Now, what are the worst foods for bug matter? I've always been told it's creamed corn.
Oh, that there's a lot of bugs in
I
creamed corn?
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I can't imagine you've ever had creamed corn.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
It's not something I would ask for.
No, I don't think anyone asks for it.
In the average lifetime, you probably will eat 50 pounds of insects. 100 million insect fragments in your everyday food. It's milled into your bread. It's lost in your fruit or, you know, accidentally found. So you're eating little bits of bugs each and every day. You're eating a little bit of bugs.
50 pounds, you say?
During the course of your lifetime, you'll eat as much as 50 pounds of insects.
Now, that's 500 pounds on a motorcycle.
You let them sit in the salt water for 30 minutes, and then you'll see these worms crawl out. I'm looking here at pictures of what's left over. And it's just scores and scores of worms and bugs that are coming out of the strawberries.
I might do that just to see if it's true.
A little science experiment?
Yeah, let's see if it's true. Because I don't necessarily believe it, but I'm not saying it's not. Let me try for myself.
People are posting videos of themselves soaking the strawberries in salt water to see whether bugs come out. So far, spiders have come out. Maggots. Where are you people getting your strawberries?
No kidding.
The results have left users shocked and horrified. The hashtag strawberry bugs now is trending. The truth is, the bugs that are in the strawberries are harmless. And they're probably not only in strawberries, but every fruit and vegetable you eat. If you're eating fresh produce, you are eating bugs. And yeah, it's like you say, the joke is that it's just a little bit more protein. That's what the scientists say. You've eaten them before, and even soaking your fruit in salt water doesn't mean you'll never swallow another bug again. The real point is there are organisms on your fruit. And if you don't care for that,
you're out of luck.
Too bad. Eating these bugs is not going to make you sick. Most of the bugs live on the outside of fruit, and they make their way to your strawberries at some point in their journey from the field to your grocery store.
Well, they're probably not thrilled about it either.
Using water should be enough. You don't have to worry about salt water. I don't want salt water in my strawberries.
Well, you would just rinse them again.
The only bugs you'll eat then, if you do this this serious, thorough rinse of your strawberries, are tiny, tiny bugs that you wouldn't even notice. But yeah, if you're eating strawberries, you're eating bugs. That's just science.
They're not thrilled about being eaten.
Well,
they're the ones that they're
then,
the,
then quit,
they're
the, they quit crawling in my food.
They're the ones that get the raw deal.
Literally.
I mean, we get a delicious strawberry. Mm. They get
they think they're making their escape. Yeah. Well,
this is no escape.
Strawberry's fantastic. We moved in. We love it here.
Oh, look at this big dummy. What's he going to do?
Number three.
The folks at Kellogg's are releasing something they call a mashup. It's a mixture of Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops, all in the same box.
That's not that adventurous, really, if you think about it.
Well, it is and it isn't. A Fruit Loop and a Frosted Flake in the same bowl... I mean, I get what you're saying. They're both sugary Kellogg cereals.
Don't you ever do that when you're kind of at the end of a couple boxes of cereal? It's like there's not enough in this box for a bowl of cereal, so I'm going to have to combine the two.
I have not done that. Mm. And it's not that I would be opposed to doing that. I've just never thought of that. Like when I get down to the last bit of my Cheerios.
Yes.
If there's only a handful of Cheerios, then I'll just eat a handful of Cheerios and dispose of the box and the bag.
With the milk or no?
No, just as a snack on my own. It's a dry cereal. There's no reason to make a production out of it. So your idea is that this is something you've done before where if you only have half of a bowl of one and half of a bowl of another, you'll combine.
Or even if you only have half, you've just got a tiny bit of this particular cereal. We'll supplement it with this other cereal.
Have you ever done that and created some sort of sensation?
Sort of super cereal?
Yeah, that's my question.
Not necessarily. It's two different cereals.
When you stay at a hotel and you go to the Continental Breakfast and they have the thing where you can spin the dial and get whatever cereals you want. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The dispensers.
Yes.
That would be a great opportunity.
Suicide.
To do a suicide like you used to do after Little League games at the 7-Eleven with the Slurpees or the Big Gulps where you mix seven or eight flavors together. It's never occurred to me to do that, even though, of course, it's so obvious. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, prove to everyone you're a maniac that you're screaming suicide.
The idea...
At the Continental Breakfast.
The idea here is this is made for people who are torn. They want Fruit Loops, but they also want Frosted Flakes. Apparently, this is, according to the people at Kellogg's...
You're allowed to have two bowls.
This is something that has been plaguing people. What would be, in your mind, a combination of two cereals that would work well together?
Count Chocula and Shredded Wheat.
Because you have the chocolate balanced with the...
I don't know that would work at all, quite frankly.
They're saying that this mashup, and there's Toucan Sam and there's Tony the Tiger on the box together. One cereal critic is calling this a work of genius.
Now, you have a young person at home.
Yeah, we got an 11-year-old at my house. Yeah.
Right. Do you have... Because I don't have any children's cereal at home.
Yeah.
It's all adult cereal.
Yeah.
I like going down the adult aisle for cereal.
Yeah. No, we'll have children's cereal and I'll say this, well after he's grown and has left the house, when he's got a family of his own, they're still going to be Captain Crunch in my pantry.
I gotcha.
I think part of that is, growing up, we never had sugary cereals in our house.
Now.
So it's like, that's the way I reward myself for growing up in a house where all we had was just grown-up cereals that I would then, as a child... put a dangerous amount of sugar on top of.
Yes.
The sugar that was left out for coffee, I would just pour globs of sugar, and then you would have just this sandy mixture of sugary gloop at the bottom of your bowl, and you'd eat that, and then it wasn't great, but it also was kind of the best thing ever.
So I'm defeating the purpose, Ma. Hey, Ma!
Yeah, no, I'll teach you. Try and make me eat healthy.
Going through a lot of sugar here, Ma.
We would occasionally get Popeye cereal. Popeye cereal was the...
In the bag?
It was the uber generic Captain Crunch. And if you think Captain Crunch does a number on the roof of your mouth, oh, try some Popeye cereal. It's like putting nails in your mouth. But sugary sweet corn nails.
Like nails in your mouth.
What would be a good combination of a mashup? What would be two cereals? Our text line is 470-23-NACHO.
Well, I would think you could combine any of your Count Chocula along with like your blueberries. Or,
see,
or
that
your,
would be too sweet. That would, you got too much sweet going on.
Well, no, they would actually, if you did Frankenberry,
yeah,
and you did Count Chocula.
No, that would be that gross.
That would taste like chocolate covered strawberries,
Which
people love.
Hmm.
People send those as gifts.
Yeah, like for Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day. So next year, as opposed to getting those chocolate dipped strawberries, mm-hmm. you just bring her a bowl of Count Chocula and the other one.
Kellogg's saying that this is the family size mashups. This is a limited edition. So get it while you can with the Frosted Flakes and the Fruit Loops together. It's coming out next month. People sharing their dream cereal mashups. What would be the two cereals you'd love to see together? And I'm going to say, we'll take the restrictions off. They don't have to be Kellogg's only cereals or Post only cereals. Obviously, you can't have, in the real world, you can't have Rice Krispies and Fruity Pebbles together. They're made by different companies. But for our purposes, let's say you can.
Well, sure you can, because you can mash this up yourself.
Yes, I know, but in a box, you couldn't. That's what I'm saying.
Sure you could. All right, you would just basically empty out half the box and then pour the other box in.
Does anyone have a cereal mash they're currently doing that they'd like to recommend? Here's the text line number, 470-23-NACHO. That's probably the best way to reach out to us. Or the email, dave@planet939.com, darren@planet939.com, or dave and darren@planet939.com.
What's the peanut butter cereal?
Peanut butter cereal?
Yeah, there's a peanut butter cereal. They're little round pieces, but they taste like peanut butter.
I've never heard of this.
No, it's true. If you did that...
Peanut butter cereal.
If you did that with a chocolate cereal, that would taste like a Reese's... Is it a Reese's cereal? There's a peanut butter cereal.
Well, if there's a Reese's cereal, I would imagine they've already gone through the trouble of having chocolate and peanut combined.
Yes, that's probably true.
You're saying it's
true.
Just peanut butter.
I think there's a peanut butter cereal. They're just like little round balls. What are those called?
I don't...
You could do those with Apple Jacks.
Gross.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I guess you do put peanut butter on
apple
slices.
You put peanut butter on apple slices.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, you take those to the soccer games. They're a treat for the kids.
Nobody...
Snacks. They look down on you if you do that sort of thing? That's not a proper snack to bring?
There are six things wrong with your scenario there.
All the snacks have to be sealed?
Yes.
They do, huh?
Yes.
You can't bring
ants on a log to a soccer game and feed it to other children. That's not how the world works. Here you go, kids. Here's some peanut butter I put on some fruit. Eat hearty.
Oh, it's trick or treat? Here.
We were talking earlier about this social media hashtag that's got people soaking their strawberries in salt water.
Hey, strawberry.
And as a result of that, you're finding all kinds of bugs that are crawling out of... Apparently, every strawberry you've ever eaten has just been an ecosystem full of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? They're delicious.
That's what makes it delicious.
Text here, it says, what if we find out that the bugs is where the flavor...
Right, exactly.
...that you've loved your whole life of strawberries is? Uh-huh. What if a strawberry doesn't have any flavor at all? It's the bugs
It's a blank canvas otherwise. You're washing away the flavor.
Texts coming in regarding the cereal mashups. People at Kellogg's next month will have a new box on the store shelves that's Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes. in the same box. Apparently, this is a dream combination that people have been clamoring for years.
Now, they've done that with, like, Doritos, right? Don't they put more than one chip in?
Do that with Doritos.
I think
I bring what I call Dorito salad to parties, where it's Cool Ranch, nacho, maybe an extra flavor. I mix a couple different Doritos in a bowl. And I act like I really worked hard on it.
Thanks for going out of your way.
Well, you know, you care.
I think they mix those up. They've got bags with more than one flavor chip in them.
Are you talking about Munchies? Because that's where they have like a Cheeto, a Dorito, a pretzel. Well.
And then didn't Doritos do it also where they had, wasn't it called Roulette? Where they had like a really spicy chip in there?
That was something where...
For a period of time?
Yeah. Yeah, they had...
like the super hot chip.
Right, you would bring it to a party and somebody would get demolished with ghost a pepper Dorito. I forgot about the roulette. Here's a text sent in on our text line, 470-23-NACHO. That's the phone number to text us your thoughts. Nate says, I think the cereal Darren's thinking about is Peanut Butter Crunch. It's a Cap'n Crunch offshoot.
Yes, that's probably it. Little round balls, as opposed to little square balls. Hey, but that was Uncle Blinky used to call me that. What was it? What's the guy's name?
Uncle Bunky.
Yeah, Uncle Bunky. Hey, little square balls, get over here.
Here's Mike from DeWitt who says, a cereal mashup, how about a delicious overcooked oatmeal with Kix stirred in? Kix.
But it's got to be overcooked?
That seems like a very specific thing that he's into. Kids like Kix for what Kix has got. Moms like Kix for what Kix has not. Kix are just flavorless balls of cardboard. Do you ever have Kix?
Yes.
No added flavors. Kids don't need them. No added sugars. Kids love to eat them. Kix was the cereal that your mom got where it's like, I'll get you. You boys want a fun cereal. I'll get you the Kix. This is fun and I don't have to worry about you getting sugar. Because Joseph, when he gets the red dye, acts like a maniac.
Does he?
Well, that was the talk back in the 70s and 80s.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's no science behind that.
That your brother...
Don't tell me about science, mister. When your brother Joseph gets the red Kool-Aid, he acts like a maniac. Right, but that's not real. Don't tell me it's not real.
Look at him!
Cruising for a bruise in this one. You give him the red Kool-Aid, he acts like he's Charles Manson.
He acts like he's Charo.
The neighbors are talking about him. More texts on the mashup.
Your father will be home soon.
Here's one from Joe Mama, who says, Darren's talking about Reese's Puffs.
Maybe.
That sounds more like what you're talking about.
I think they both exist.
Mash Reese's Puffs with Cocoa Puffs. Those are what my kids are mashing up constantly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
kid-tested, kid-approved.
I just think that mashing up cereals like this, this opens
a whole new world for you.
That's how you start a fire in your kitchen.
That's how you get diarrhea.
Here's one from the 260 area code. It says, yesterday I did like Darren, Oreo cereal and Frosted Flakes. It wasn't bad, but not great. My wife...
Well, that's how my Thursday went.
Wasn't bad.
Not great.
That's what we're going to put in your obit, Uncle Bunky.
Uh-huh.
Darren, on his life in reflection, he said, it wasn't bad.
Not great.
But not great. My wife gives me bad looks, this text says, whenever I mix cereals, and my kids are sometimes on board with it. I usually mix Cinnamon Toast Crunch with something chocolatey. Okay.
I was thinking about this the other day. As far as funeral songs...
You think a lot about funeral songs. People, are you okay?
Why?
You give a lot of thought to funerals.
I'm not going to have one, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, funeral songs.
But I was thinking, people have songs that they think... I'm going to turn the tables on you a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
People think, okay, this is what I want played at my funeral. People consider that.
I've done that. I've put in my head together a playlist that I'd like on during the wake.
Right.
I've done that.
Okay.
Now, that's assuming that... they'll be able to have a wake for me.
I understand.
Yeah.
I get that. And of course, you know the song that I would have played if I was...
Darren wants, when they lower the casket into the ground, he wants them to play Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon.
That's right.
From The Spy Who Loved Me.
That's exactly.
Why'd you have to be so good? It's ridiculous.
But I was thinking of songs. Make sure this doesn't get played at my funeral.
Well, now, people do that at weddings. They'll say, here's a list of songs if anyone requests you are not to play.
Okay, great. Yeah. But this, I'm just taking it to, a more logical conclusion.
Okay, so what are songs you don't want?
I don't want Eminence Front played at my funeral.
Why would...
It's just, I don't know. I've heard it enough. I mean, not that I would be hearing it then. I just don't think it's appropriate.
What is...
You know? Sunshine.
Well, I mean...
People forget. I just don't need it.
Come and join the party dressed in black or dressed just to kill?
Just the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
I've heard it enough.
So please, when you're putting together the playlist...
If you want to play Athena, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to play something from It's Hard, okay. But not Eminence. See, please, not Eminence Front.
I would assume you'd want My Generation with the whole I hope I die before I get old line.
That's fine.
Or is that a little too on the nose?
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just...
But you do care because you don't want Eminence Front played.
I don't want that played.
At the funeral.
No.
I've been to scores of funerals, Darren, and I don't know that I've ever really heard...
Eminence Front?
I don't know that I've ever heard really playlists like that. When my friend Lori passed away a couple of years ago, they asked me to put together a playlist, and mm-hmm. it was like, because we love Perry Como.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, you know, like Papa Loves Mambo and stuff going on.
Sure.
But that was something where it was like, this was...
Just kind of light background music.
Yeah, it was meant to be on kind of in the background.
Right.
So, kind of, you know...
Boom, bam, bam. I mean, just and cranking it. I guess I shouldn't have said anything because now I know.
Well, now that's all I want to do if I outlive you.
Now I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get Carly Simon and The Who.
I don't know that Carly Simon's a given.
Oh, okay. Well, they're bringing the casket in here now.
All right, everybody.
Everyone take your seats.
Everyone take one long last look at Darren.
Yeah.
And while we get him situated.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why don't we all enjoy this?
Here's a little something. From The Who,
yeah.
Eminence Front.
What he said, don't do this.
He specifically said he didn't want to hear this song. But the good news is he ain't going to hear it,
no.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's a. I told him we wouldn't play it.
He can't hurt us now.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's a put on. I don't know, Darren. I think this is a great funeral tune. This is the record where The Who is just kind of creepily hanging out in an arcade watching watching that kid play Space Invaders and whatnot,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
Was, what's his name still alive when this came out? The drummer?
No.
Who's on the drums here?
You're Kenny Jones.
Kenny Jones? Keith Moon, is that the name I'm struggling to come up with?
Uh-oh, here he comes.
See, I don't know, Darren, I think this says it all, this tune.
Maybe I'm changing my mind.
Yeah, I think you should. It's a put on.
It's a put on. He's not really dead.
And that would be cool.
he faked his own funeral.
You pop out of the casket just when
I'm
they
a
say,
put on.
It's
I'm
a put,
a put on.
On. Everybody, I just wanted to see if you'd honor my wishes at the playlist. I'm disappointed to hear this
now,
song.
Now let's go to the basement and pass a salad.
I hope
everybody brought a dish.
A dish to pass.
Let's go ahead. We supplied the cold cuts and the buns. I hope you brought a dish.
You're all off the hook for the next time I die.
gotcha.
Number four. Four. Four.
You ever collect baseball cards when you were a kid?
I did.
Big collection.
I had a decent sized one.
And I imagine you were in it just because you liked baseball.
Yeah.
You never gave any thought to them being worth anything someday?
No, because quite frankly, they have to be in mint condition, really.
Yeah, but when we were kids with baseball cards, we never thought of things like mint condition.
No,
or...
I didn't necessarily attempt to protect them
right.
in any way, shape, or form.
And you could get, like... What a pack of cards was like 15 cents, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 cents, 25 cents. You get a nice stick of that awful bazooka gum on the back of it.
Although I should still have them. Although I think the last time I made an attempt to find them,
yeah,
I couldn't. So, although I don't know why they would be missing, because my mom's not the sort of person who would have just thrown it out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other stuff. We basically have, in the basement, there's one cupboard or whatever you want to call it. That's where all our kids' stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Games and stuff. Books from the early 70s.
So this sounds like something that if you really wanted to devote yourself to look for it, you might find it or you might not.
I might find it,
right?
Yes.
But none of the cards would probably be worth anything.
No, because they're not mint.
Right. That was part of the fun was, for me...
Because I think at one time I was thinking, I could use some money.
Yeah, I guess. I've been there and done that.
I could maybe get something out of this, and then it would be, they're not mint, sorry.
And then halfway through my baseball card collecting days is when things kind of shifted, and there was talk of, well, these things could be worth money sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd put them in like plastic sheets and whatnot.
But I would have cards from probably as early as 1972 or three, maybe.
Yeah. I started in 78 collecting baseball cards, but I would take them and I would sort them by team, and then every team I would put in a rubber, you know, it's had its own rubber band.
Yeah, I didn't.
So they're all, it's all chunk.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's fun to take a look at a Manny Trio. Yeah?
Sure.
Fun to take a look at a
good
Carl,
old number 19.
A Carl Yastrzemski that I cut off the back of a box of Twinkies, and my cutting skills, you can tell from looking at the cards, not great.
Not the strongest at that point.
No, not really.
Really,
7-year old me not into doing anything with any degree of precision.
Almost really disrespectful to Yaz.
Well, that's not entirely true, because I tried my best. There are baseball cards that are worth a fortune, but as you mentioned, they have to be in incredibly...
Well, I mean, I don't know if it has to be in
condition.
Mint condition if you have a Honus Wagner.
Yeah, Honus Wagner, you can get $1 million for a card that's in poor condition.
Yes.
The holy grail of all trading cards is the 1909 American Tobacco Company T206 Honus Wagner card.
Yeah.
That is
don't have that.
If you have that in mint condition, that can sell for up to $4 million.
Yeah.
Right? You've got cards that are Mickey Mantle. There's one that if it's in really good condition, a 52 Mickey Mantle, worth $2.5 million.
All-American boy.
Again, that means that you would have to have taken it out of the package in 1952 and hermetically sealed it somewhere.
Right away.
And nobody was doing that. 52 was the first year the people at Topps who make the baseball cards made baseball cards. And even common cards can go for over $1,000. Nobody's. A card can go for a grand if you got a 52 Tops. But to have Mickey Mantle is a high number card. Those are your cards between 311 and 407. So fewer of those were printed than your average 1952 Tops baseball card. So you got the fact that it's the first year they did baseball cards, and it's super rare, and it's Mickey Mantle. All of those events conspire to have a card price. Again, you can get $2.5 million.
So the card companies, if you were a really good player, wouldn't make as many?
No, this was just a matter of they made, for whatever reason, Mickey Mantle in 52.
I wonder if they ever did that, though, where they were like, this is going to...
It could be that they only made, 310 cards and then decided to make, well, we'll make a couple more, but we won't print as many, right? That's not Mickey Mantle's rookie card, but it's the most important card for Mickey Mantle. Is that 52
Mickey?
Tops, right? Sporting News Babe Ruth rookie card. That could be worth, if it's in decent condition, over $1 million. But that's Babe Ruth. And that's a card from, 1916. So you can understand why that's worth a lot of money. A lot of the Babe Ruth cards are worth a ton of money. 1909, the Ty Cobb Tobacco. That can be worth over $1 million. These are incredibly rare cards. And they're also very old cards, which is why it's interesting that a Mike Trout rookie card, his 2009 rookie baseball card, just sold at auction this week.
Uh-huh.
Mike Trout rookie baseball card. It's an autographed card. And it just went for $900,000.
Yikes.
There are cards that have also gone for $900,000, like for LeBron James or Michael Jordan. But those cards have little pieces of a game-worn jersey on them. This 2009 Mike Trout card features his first autograph in a Major League Baseball uniform, and there are only five of these cards known to be in existence.
Now, you're a huge baseball fan.
I am, yes.
How much Mike Trout have you seen?
Just when he plays the Sox.
Yeah, not a lot.
The occasional All-Star game, yeah.
Not much.
Well, I mean, part of it is West Coast teams are harder for me to watch because of the hours I keep. And just the Angels aren't on a lot of...
I know.
Just not on my radar.
Someone who basically has numbers that are as good as anybody's ever.
Oh, yeah.
And no one sees him play.
He's the best player in baseball.
And no one sees him play.
Yeah, there's that. Trout card was one of only two that sold in this session. The other was a 2009 Mike Trout autograph that went for only $67,000. But there must have been more of those.
Now, do you know what his hobby is?
Mike Trout?
Yes.
I don't know what his hobby is.
He's a weather nut.
Mike Trout?
Yes.
Really? Storm Chaser?
I don't know about Storm. Maybe Storm Chaser. He's just fascinated with the weather.
See, that's the other thing, that the other knock on Mike Trout is that
it's too normal.
He's the best player in baseball, but we don't really know much about him because his personality isn't
flamboyant.
Yeah, right.
But I think that's the case, that he's a weather nut.
So he would like to be a meteorologist when he's done with the Angels?
Could be, yes.
Hey, I'm Mike Trout. Here's your 5-day forecast. Today's forecast, we're going to knock this one out of the park. It just writes itself.
Yeah.
All the baseball puns he could do.
Yeah, because think how long you could do that after you're done playing at age, 40?
I don't know that he's going to need to do anything.
No, I but know if he won't likes need doing to do anything.
It, that could be fun.
But that's his hobby.
Well, if you have a Mike Trout autographed card in your house, take a look at that because, again, it just sold one of them. Now, there's only four other cards like this in existence, but that's what it's going for. $900,000.
Number five.
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
Heaven has no brighter star than our next stellar guest. It's his favorite day of the week. It's our favorite time of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, make him feel welcome. He is the one and only pride and joy of Cambridge, Illinois. He is Amazing Larry. Hello, Larry!
Hello, La Vitras.
Hi, Larry.
Ah, it's the best day of the week.
It really is. And it's a Memorial Day weekend.
I know. And today is Friday.
Got that right, buddy.
I feel silly asking if you have any plans because, you know, people don't really have plans like they would normally have for a Memorial Day weekend. But do you have any plans for the weekend?
Not really. I'm going by the weather here.
Yeah, that's what we're all kind of doing, dealing with it.
That's
I think
smart.
Today might be the day. So how are you doing, Larry?
I got some problems.
And what is your problem?
Well, I got some of that, all that clothing, you know, that's real tight on you.
Like a compression clothing?
Yeah, compression clothing. The leggings and
the leggings. A shirt.
Shirt and the pants and all this other stuff.
Is this to make you look slimmer, or why do you have compression clothing?
I'm trying to get my self in shape, you know. Just in case, you know, for our Christmas show.
Oh, wow, so you're in training to increase your stamina or endurance for the very Larry Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. So then, okay, well then you've
given us all something to look forward to. I'll tell you that
right
now.
We'll see if it's possible to make that happen. So then, okay, well that's great, but then what's the problem?
Well, the problem is I had to cut a hole in the front and the clothing is very strong stuff to get through.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, No. So you've got the compression clothing on, and are you saying that you're having trouble removing them?
And no, like going to the bathroom, I had to cut a hole in the front.
Just the front, thank goodness.
That stuff is tough to get through.
I don't know that you should be pointing scissors down there either.
No. So, yeah, but...
It took more than scissors.
What's that?
It took more than scissors to get to that material.
What did you...
Paper blade.
Why didn't you just take them off?
I can't get them off. Well. They're real tight.
Yeah, a little too tight, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I bought two sizes too small or what.
Well, that's no good. Well, it's great that you're considering the idea of the Very Larry Christmas.
I know.
That would be something else. Those were good times, weren't they, Larry? Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
I hope we have one this year.
Do you remember those parties?
Oh, yes, Pietro. You remember them?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I remember you not going to sleep for some time.
I know.
Yeah. And do you remember our band that we had?
Yeah, the Love Dogs.
It was the Love Dogs, and I kind of forgot that they did a song. The Larry Life?
Yeah, Living the Larry Life.
Is that something that's still around?
I'm sure we could find it somewhere if we went digging hard enough.
I still got mine.
You still got your copy of it?
In the Smoke Shack.
In the Smoke Shack?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then do you still have your board game?
Yeah, I still got one of those.
Yeah, okay. All right, well...
the one we lost all the money on, somebody...
We didn't
stole from me.
I don't think anyone stole any money from.
Nobody made any money.
No, we didn't. We weren't looking to make money.
Oh, well, I was.
Right. Yeah. Those sort of things happen, Larry.
Oh, I gotta give a shout out to Shelley. She's an avid listener.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like just the online listening takes a real spike when you're on.
Yeah, we're on Alexa now, Larry. That's a new development where you can go to your Alexa and say, "I want to listen to the Planet 93.9," and then we show up on Alexa. So that's cool.
Oh.
You ever think about getting one of those smart speakers in your house or your apartment? You get any of those Alexas at your place?
Any what?
You know, the Alexa
what?
Alexa device, a smart speaker where you tell it what you want to listen to and it plays it for you?
Heck no. You know how much that probably costs? I got my cable man working and he's trying to find out the problem with my TV.
Well, maybe he could help you get some of those compression clothings off.
You've got the Mediacom guy there working, right? Does he know who you are? Does he know that he's in Amazing Larry's apartment?
I think he does now.
What's the problem with your TV?
His name's Matt.
Matt. Hi, Matt.
He said, "Hi, Matt."
Hello.
Yeah, well, there you go.
What's the problem with the TV, Larry?
What's the problem with the TV, Matt? As well, I'm trying to get a... I gotta see their neat uniforms they wear now.
Oh, they got nice outfits, huh?
Yeah, no wonder everything goes up on this cable.
Because they gotta pay for their uniforms.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I'm understanding this correctly. Larry's got a problem with his TV. So the Mediacom sends a guy out there, and Larry's complaining that he's dressed too nicely, and that's why the price of the cable is through the roof.
Yeah, but we don't really know what the problem with the TV is. Well, what kind of problems were you doing?
Oh, you want to talk to Matt, and he can say...
No.
We were just wondering, what problems were you having with the TV?
I wasn't getting a lot of my stations in.
Oh, okay.
What stations do you spend a lot of time watching? What are your favorite channels on that?
Oh, God.
Well, you watch a lot of Judge Judy. I know that.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Well, Judge Judy's on Channel 8. You can just watch her on WQAD.
You wouldn't even need cable for that. Now, hey, we got some good news, Larry, that you might have a new sponsor.
Oh, who's that?
Well, I don't want to say until we actually...
Company?
What's that?
Don't tell me, the cable company.
It's not.
Oh, wait a minute. That'd be good. Then I get my cable for nothing.
Well, maybe. But I don't want to say who it is in case it doesn't happen. But we're looking at making that happen and maybe even bringing back the Amazing Larry fan club in your T-shirts and the whole shebang. What do you think of that?
Everybody wants my T-shirts.
Yeah.
That's all anybody talks about is getting those Amazing Larry fan club T-shirts back.
Oh, and you know that Zoom?
Dave's going to be on Zoom. Dave's going to be doing a Zoom meeting with his buddies later today.
Yeah, I'm having a get together with some kids I went to, some fellas I went to college with. Yeah.
Do you remember that birthday record of mine? It says, "My name is Zoom, and I live on the moon."
Hello, Larry. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
I live in the stars, and I came down from Mars. Yeah, that's Captain Zoom, right?
No, my name is Zoom, and I came from the moon.
Right.
Right. So you think they stole that? They stole that name from your record.
That's right. Where's my royalties?
But Larry, you didn't make that record. That's a record you owned. You don't get royalties for
that record was for me, you know.
No, I know the record was for you, but somebody else actually wrote the song and produced it. And then just stuck your name in there because you had requested the record for Larry.
Right.
Well, he's probably dead now anyway.
Captain Zoom? So you should get his money.
Right.
Huh. Yeah, his royalties.
I suppose you could do that.
I
think that's how that works.
Maybe you have a grievance. Now, you've got a big, speaking of birthdays, you got a big birthday next year, don't you?
Oh, let's not talk about it. I'm going to go backwards instead of forwards.
Start getting younger, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we certainly appreciate your time, and we hope that you get your TV fixed.
Oh, he's working on it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he is.
So some channels are coming in and some channels are not coming in. That's what the issue is.
Right.
And you think the uniforms are too nice.
Yeah, if this guy could get out of his Captain Admiral uniform and get some work done.
That cable wouldn't cost you so much.
Do you have to pay for your uniform? Nope.
I knew it!
I knew
it! I knew the cable!
I knew it! This was a racket. All right, Larry. You have a great weekend, okay?
Okay. Matt, I get the TV going.
Yeah, you're going to need the TV for the long weekend.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
What day is it again, Larry?
Oh, today is everybody's favorite day. It's Friday.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Larry's going to spend the weekend waiting for those royalty checks to show up, I guess.
That's what he would prefer.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks for downloading and subscribing to the podcast. An extra special thanks to all of you who've left reviews on iTunes for us.
The podcast is brought to you by Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. They are currently open daily and operating safely from 11 till 7. Capriati's extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
If you find you need more Dave and Darren in your life, and who doesn't? Feel free to become a patron here at NachoRadio.com. You'll have access to every podcast we've ever done, and we've done more than 1,000 of them.
And also those patron-only podcasts that we do from time to time.
Right on. We got another one of those coming up in May.
Gotcha.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And by May, I mean June.
And by, yes.
We did a May one, didn't we?
We did.
A patron show?
Yes.
Well, the one in June's going to be terrific.
Marvelous.
And that's how she wrote.